And we are, of course, talking about food, as Lisa just mentioned. It is kind of, it does grab your ear. And we've reached the end of our journey from tractor to takeout. Paul Hay owns a family business in Brooklyn, Christie's Patty, specializing in West Indian food, like Jamaican patties. And he's been forced to put up a sign in his shop. Paul, what does that sign say?
It basically explains why I've had to raise my prices on my patties, which is the staple for me. I live and die on my patties. And, you know, that's flour-driven.
Flour-driven. And you are telling folks that you've had to raise the price 15 cents. And what's been the reaction?
Well, you know, everybody, I have not heard a lot of negatives. You know, most people understand because they know what's going on. You know, people are reading the newspapers, they're listening to the radio, and they themselves are seeing in the supermarkets what the prices are. And so I've had a lot of understanding customers.
But wheat is actually up, the Asian markets this morning. Wheat futures up nearly 3%. So clearly, at least not today, those wheat prices are not coming down. How are you able to cut corners? So besides adding 15 cents to your patties, what other things are you doing in order to manage through these rises?
Good question. You know, I've had to look seriously at my labor cost and reduce labor.
Have you laid anyone off?
I have had to.
I have had to.
And I'm doing 17 hours a day, you know, 14, 15, 16, 17 hours a day to cut cost.
We should add, this is a family business that's been around for 40 years.
Correct.
And you have been at the helm for 10 years. And you say this is the worst it's gotten. What are you most worried about now?
Well, you know, the instability is what worries me more than anything else, because as businessmen, we can adjust. And in the past, you would make an adjustment to an increase in price. However, now they change so abruptly and so frequently that you really can't make any decisions where that is concerned.
You know, we should add, Christie's Patties in Prospect Heights, Brooklyn, is a legend. I mean,
famous.
You've got a brand, and there's a line outside your patty shop. But for a smaller business that maybe doesn't have the reputation, they don't have as many options as
they won't survive. I'm going to just make it clear. They won't survive.
Other businesses in your neighborhood haven't, actually. Tell us about your next-door neighbor.
Oh, my next-door neighbor, a Chinese restaurant, Chinatown restaurant, one of the best restaurants in Brooklyn. And he's a friend of mine. I went next door. He said, you know, Paul, I can't hold this thing together anymore. I'm working 18 hours a day, and the prices are going up and up and up. He says he doesn't see anywhere else that he can cut.
Who do you blame for this? Who do you blame? I mean, we've been telling everybody, you know, record prices by some of the grain producers last week, or record profits by some of the grain producers last week. Is there someone to blame, or
Look,
is it just the way it is?
It's the oil. It is the Middle East. It is the war. Don't let anybody tell you anything other than that. It is the oil, the Middle East, and the war. You cannot create this kind of instability in the Middle East and expect that your oil prices are going to be stable.
Can you cook patties with solar energy?
That's something I've been thinking about, to be honest with
wow.
you. You know, I've been thinking about whether or not I could run my ovens on some sort of a solar thing. But then I'm thinking about the upfront cost of what that, you know, that will be. That sounds like a lot of money that I'm going to have to spend upfront to get it done.
Well, you know, how to do that, how to get government grants to do that sort of thing for small businesses is maybe a subject for a subsequent show here on The Takeaway. Paul, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you all very
Paul
much.
That's Paul Hay, the owner of Christie's Patties in Prospect Heights, Brooklyn.
Thank you. Legendary.
We want you to keep your responses coming to thetakeaway.org and tell us how you've been shocked by prices at the grocery store and what made you take a food item out of your basket or not even think about trying to buy.
You're in this conversation, and Nancy from Maplewood says, I'm wondering if maybe our beloved government could take the subsidies that are currently giving the high profit-making oil companies and use those to bring the price of food down, maybe subsidize any costs. The cost to transport fuel is causing the problem, just a thought. Thanks.
And you can contact us at 1-877-869-8253, or you can log on to our website, thetakeaway.org. Also on our website, you can check out a blog from our contributor, David Wall Rice. He's comparing the rhetoric of Clinton and Obama. He's really always has an interesting take.
And if you saw any movies this weekend, we want your reviews, six-word reviews. Okay, go to thetakeaway.org. Words of mouth is the idea. Did you help Marvel reap $100 million at the box office this weekend on Iron Man?
You know, they have to be doing the jig over at that. Those folks are very happy. $200 million worldwide at a time when there's been so much talk about ticket prices being...
But the most important movie to watch is on our website, Me Being Towed by a Scooter. Yes, you can see it at thetakeaway.org.